Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Mimi.
Oh. Hey, Gigi.
When you're driving around, just seeing the town. Sitting bored at home, feeling all alone. Fill up a glass, pick out a gloss. We got the tea, we got the sauce. Get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get queerified.
Hi, guys. This is Gigi Gorgeous.
And this is Mimi, and you're listening to Queerified.
On Queerified, you'll hear from special guests in the LGBTQIA+ community and some fierce allies, too.
This is a day I literally never thought I'd see. I'm a little bit gagged that you two are literally in the same room together.
Honestly, me too. But it feels really good to be here, and I just really want this conversation to be honest, real, and I hold this really close to my heart.
Before we get into it, please don't forget to call in to the Queerified hotline at 1-844-QUEERYS. That's Q-U-E-E-R-Y-S.
Call and ask us anything. We love answering your questions, so please call.
We see that you're listening out there, but please also go on Apple Podcasts and leave us 5 stars and nice reviews. It really helps us with providing you guys the best guests, best conversations, and the best podcasts possible. But before we bring out our guest, Gigi, let me ask you something, sister to sister. There have been whispers in the streets of what happened between you and Demi, but not very many people know exactly what went down. Tell us what the hell happened.
So Demi and I have been friends for a very long time, and we came out as trans together. I saw her through her transition. It's not necessarily one thing that happened.
So you haven't spoken to each other in a really long time. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. It's been years, and we'll get into it, but what do you want to get out of this conversation? You know, like, what, why now? What is this all about?
So Demi was my friend for so much of my life, so many crucial moments. It literally was my sister. She happens to be transgender as well, and that only brings our bond closer. And what I want to get from this conversation is honestly closure. I really want to talk to her. It's been 5+ years that we haven't spoken, and I've missed moments in her life. She's missed moments in mine, and it's just very sad. And I feel like this is just something that I need to do and something that we need to do together. So I'm really excited to dive in, especially with a kind of moderator like you to help us. And yeah, who knows what is going to be said. I'm just very nervous.
When was the last time that you remember you spoke to each other?
So I feel like everyone in their life has chapters, right? And Demi and I were on a trajectory of just best friends, living super reckless. And anybody that has watched us or followed us knows that. I was at a point in my life where I needed to close that chapter, move on to the next one, because it wasn't healthy for me. And the last time we talked, we were actually living together at my apartment, and she crashed my car, and it was so dramatic. And, you know, I went over and I basically let her know, we need to have time. We need to have space. This is something that is not healthy for me in my relationship. I had just started dating Nats. So I literally had said, like, I'm with this person. This is not what I want my life to be. I don't like who I'm becoming. And it kind of turned into one of those situations where it just snowballed into so much time not speaking that we kind of both thought, we're not speaking anymore. We're not on speaking terms. I can't reach out. I can't text her like we used to. And then, you know, that just snowballed. A day turned into a week, turned into a month, turned into 5 years. And now we're here.
You know what? Let's leave it at that. You know her from MTV's X on the Beach. She is a makeup artist, socialite,
my ex-best friend,
and an unapologetic trans woman. Without further ado, here is
La Demi.
And we are back. We are here today with La Demi on Queerified. Wow, what a day today is. How are you, Demi?
I am amazing. I couldn't be happier. How are you?
So good. I'm just going to get right into it. Are you down for this, Gigi? Should we just get right into it?
Yes. So happy to have Demi here. We were actually just saying how weird it is that we're in the same room. Mm-hmm. So this isn't our first time reuniting. I feel like it may have alluded to that, but it is not. We spent a weekend together, like 3 days together, 2 days.
It was like a day and a half, 4 days.
4 days.
But it was like not together, but kind of together because like every second was like texting and FaceTime and FaceTime. So it was like, it was almost like we were trying to make up for all the time lost.
Well, let's rewind. So elephant in the room. Big drama. This has been a reunion it's years in the making, really. Can we talk about that?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, so we kind of have already like hashed out everything that we've wanted to say up until this point. We had a little pool moment during that weekend where we basically were like, what about this? What about this? These are the things that I missed. This is how I felt during this time. But we both felt that it was time to really like sit down, really hash it out and really talk about it because our relationship was really public, right?
Exactly. And that's the same thing I said was like, if we're going to do this, we might as well make it public because we were so public.
Right. So it's been what, 5 years since we've sat down?
I would say five-ish, almost six, like six-ish. But it's been, I would say like six-ish, seven since like we've done a post together or been seen in public together.
Right.
That is so long ago. What exactly happened?
So it's hard for me to pin one thing that exactly happened between us.
And I exactly don't even know what your side of this because we've never had closure on anything. So,
right. Oh my God.
Right.
So let's see what is it from your side, Demi?
Well, it's a mixture of a lot of emotions. I feel like I have my own story, and as well as Gigi probably has her own story. If I could rewind the tapes to go back, I think I've said it before and I'll say it again and I'll talk about it later with you. But it was a lot of he said, she said, this and that. I think it was a lot of when me and Gigi are together, we're going 150 miles per hour. And the whole world feels unstoppable. Like, you know, and that was back then when I was 21 at the time. I don't know how old you were.
Right. We were kids. That's the main thing. I feel like we look back and it's like everything was happening really, really fast. But Demi and I, like if anyone had followed us or knew of us, were friends, mutual, whatever, you knew that we were full on or nothing. Like if we were going to Vegas, it was like all in or nothing. If we were doing literally anything, it was 1,000 miles an hour or we just weren't doing it.
It was a production at all times.
Yes.
And I think what happened was a lot of our surroundings were tired of seeing the production. And I know I had people in my ear and I don't necessarily know you, but I've said it before. I felt like a lot of it was doing all this in the ear of like mouthing this and that. Watch out for this. Watch out for this. And
what were they saying exactly? Because we're alluding to things, but
I would like to know what they were saying to you.
So this is my, I feel like the biggest misconception that you have in your head. And I don't know if we've talked about this before, but people were in my ear saying like, you know, Demi is reckless. She's savage. This is not what you need. Everything that you know. But at the end of the day, I feel that our breakup was my decision. And that last conversation that we had at my apartment was one where we were living together. It was all a lot. And I felt like I was just at a place where I wanted different things. I was in just a different place. I feel like I've relived that scenario so many times. And it's like we were having so much fun. We were doing everything together. And you were right. When we're together, absolutely the world is unstoppable. Mm-hmm. But it was like this is when I literally had started meeting my now husband. It's like I felt like I was in a place where I was living too recklessly. And it was like, you were younger than
me. What were the reckless things you were doing? And what did you want to be doing at that time?
But wait, because this is my first time hearing this. Because on my version of the story, we did have that deep conversation. But you never did tell me to my face this, this, and this, and this is why. It was more so, we need to take some time. You leave. And this is kind of like you at the time kicking me out as in saying, we can't do this anymore. You can't live here. We can't be roommates. And I can't do this because it's interfering with my business and me. But you never explained to me, like, this is why, you're reckless, you're this, you're that. There was nothing disclosed.
Not saying you're reckless. We were too reckless together. Like, I feel like if we literally went down that road, Demi, I feel like we would either be on Bad Girls Club or like in jail or dead.
Absolutely.
I'm not understanding what you guys mean, because I need to know exactly what was going on, what was happening, and what was the point? What was the point?
I think it was a buildup.
What was the buildup? So what were the little things?
I think it was us. I mean, like, just like this, like it could have been the smallest things ever. It was like, you know, we would hang out, and then I would be ditching Nats because we would just be like getting drinks, getting our nails done. And then like 5 hours would pass and he hadn't heard from me. And it was like, oh yeah, like, you know, I was just like being crazy with Demi, or like, I felt like.
But that was crazy, getting our nails done and having girl time.
No, but when I was literally like, I had plans with him, like full date night. And I was like, oh, sorry. And like just one too many times. Okay, so when you literally start getting into a relationship with someone, it's like a different point in your life, right? So I felt like I was just being reckless, crazy. Like we would go to Vegas on a whim and like literally we would end up in like random people's suites.
That was my 21st birthday.
Like it would just be way too much. I'm like, I can't be doing this anymore. And for me, I know Mark, you're like, so what exactly happened? And I feel like we'll get to that. But for me and Demi, and I'm sure we'll get into this too, like we have such a strong sisterhood that I felt like this wouldn't be the end. How could it be the end? And I know that sounds like selfish, and I felt really selfish during this whole entire time because it was just like, I can't do this right now. I need a break. But I feel like that's just what I needed to do. And it's like all these years passed. It's fucking insane. And it's sad.
I would say it was sad because it would be like, where did everything get so ugly? But then looking back, there, like I said before, there was no closure. And this was the beginning of everything. This was the beginning of you and Nats. This was, you know, rewind the tapes. Like, you and I were so used to this friendship of being able to, like, wake up, let's go to Vegas. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then, you know, you were building that relationship with Nats. And I think that I was still stuck on that mentality of, like, we're best friends. We can run around, do whatever we want. Nails done, whatever. And I was like, oh, wait. You're talking to someone. So I will give you that for a minute there. I was stuck up on them, like, this is my best friend. Like, hey, girl, text you. Let's go do this. But I didn't realize how much it may have been affecting Nats at the time, you know, as to stealing you away to go do it. I wouldn't say stealing, because I would text you and be like, yeah, let's go do it. But you were so used to that, too, of like us getting up and going, that it was affecting your personal relationship.
But what were your feelings in this, Demi? Like, you know, from before the build-up, like, what was it like from your side?
Before the build-up, I didn't know what was going on to a sense as to, you know, in my head, I was like, okay, I felt like everyone was turning on me slowly. I felt like, you know, there was people in your ear saying the reckless stuff or whatever, you know, that's what I truly felt. And I didn't know how to go about it, because I spent all these years of growing up with Gigi and being the first person you ever told about, you know, wanting to get boobs and doing your face and saying you're going to transition. And then you've been being like, do you want to do it too? I'll pay for it. And I was like, no, I'm not ready for that. So there was just like such this milestone of a friendship with Gigi. And I felt like we had lost some kind of touch of, like, I don't want to say reality, but like of our friendship and, mm-hmm. and what it meant and where we started from.
Do you feel, I just got chills. Look at my legs. I just got chills when you said
goosebumps
that.
Goosebumps the galore.
Galore. Oh, my hair growing back. I really felt the exact same way, and I've never really thought about it like that. But I feel like, I want to ask you, did you ever feel like you and I would just live to one up what we last did? Because I think that that was the point where I felt like it was avalanching. And I was like, I feel a little out of control. And I didn't even know how to put my finger on that. But it was like, we would always just kill it, obviously. And it would be so fun. And like, you are my sister. You're my sister forever. You are my sister when I had that conversation with you. It was like, I felt like we were always trying to one-up each other. And that's not healthy. And I felt like my heart knew that.
I won't say that on my end. I will say we had this conversation when we were really young, and we shared a similarity of knowing how short life can be. And that was our passing, your mother passing and then my dad passing. And we had this conversation one day. It was like, does anything ever affect you? Like, do you feel anything anymore? Because you become so numb to reality, to where like you and I shared that same thing of like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Totally.
And not caring.
And if we die young, it's fine.
Yes, because we were hurt. We mm-hmm. had that empty space in us to be like, you know, and out of all my friends, you were the only one that knew what that felt like.
Literally, so same.
Like, we could be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it. Let's go buck wild and have the craziest night of our life. because we were the only ones that knew what that emptiness felt like. Mm-hmm. That's what I never thought of the one-upping. I never thought of like, what can I do better? Because rewinding back to the one-upping type of situation, I was always trying to make you the best you could possibly be.
No, I didn't mean one-upping each other. I meant one-upping our past adventure, one-upping our past.
Oh, like what we previously just did.
Yes. Like, I feel like it was like, let's be more reckless. Let's be more crazy. And I didn't even really think about that because we have lost parents. And I feel like that is when they happen at different times, right? Mm-hmm. And like years apart. And that is when I kind of shut off. And that's when you kind of shut off.
Yeah.
I remember you went to your dad's funeral decked out in black. I remember you showed me what you were going to wear. And I was like, no, she's not. And I saw photos and you did it. You said, fuck it.
And it was my outing of like, hey, yes, this is who I am.
Going back home and dressing
as this.
Yes.
Wow.
Huge. That hits home a lot. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that was our motive.
Well, for you, Gigi, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? What was the last one up?
I definitely wasn't a one up. I think it was like, it was just like, I mean, there was no cutoff. There was no like moment where I was like, this is it. I was like, I think I finally have to have this conversation with her because we never really like talked about it
in the conversation.
I thought that I was.
No.
I thought that I was. I said, this is getting to be too much for me. I remember you were at the apartment. I came home.
I think we both didn't want to say it because it was never said. We both, I think deep down, I knew what you were trying to say.
Right.
But you were choked up on having to say that to me because you felt deep down you couldn't.
No, so I walked in and you were there in mm-hmm. the kitchen. I was like, we need to have a serious conversation because we never really crazily do that. And I just laid it out. I thought that I laid it out. I said, like, this is getting to be too much. There was a car crash. There was a new roomie situation, you and I. So I was just like, it might be too much. So mm-hmm. what I said is we need to take a break, like you just said, and I think we need to pump the brakes. And that's what I meant. Did I think that that would be the last time we ever were in the same room without being at an event coincidentally together? No, I had no idea. So that I felt was laying it on the line. What do you feel like I didn't say?
I think you didn't tell me about, like, I think you said when we're together, Dem, and you used to call me Dem. So you were like, it's a million miles a second. Like, we don't stop. You know, we have the time of our lives. We're fearless. We're this, we're that. But everyone around us sees it as something else. And it was like, we are this, that, and this, and it has to stop because it's interfering with my relationship with Nats.
Right.
And I'm in love, and I'm not going to catapult that or put that to the side because that's what I want in my life.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you have any issues balancing Demi and Nats, Gigi?
Definitely. I felt like it was like, and I just got chills again, because it was so real. Like, I feel like a sisterhood like this, like, I know people can have best friends. They can be like, oh my God, that's my ride or die. But like,
Demi
and I are on such a different level, like fully transitioned together, lost a parent, like just all of these, like, and the list goes on and on and on. I can't even think, but it just feels different. It feels deeper. So like that, and having the love of your life just all in one. It's like, and a career and trying to do everything, living alone in LA, no family. It's like, And like I said, we were young, so it was almost, just a lot.
It's almost heart-wrenching, don't mean to cut you off, but like heart-wrenching thinking, because guys, it's been like 5 to 6 years later. We have grown.
It's
insane. We have elevated as people, as women in our own womanhood. You've been married along the way. I've completed my transition. It's just like thinking back then, the first thing I want to say to, you know, be defensive or be like, whatever, it's like, I was a kid. But thinking back now, we were both kids.
Yes.
We were both trying to navigate and we were both trying to figure out what to do and what is the best for us, because someone told me to, like, when you move and you have a dream and you're trying to figure something out, you focus on that one thing that you want in life. And anything that tries to come in between that to block you from that, you have to put aside. So I feel like we both kind of did that. And I think that breakup conversation that we both kind of had, even though it wasn't closure and it wasn't to the point, and I kind of left and over time realized, like, oh, maybe a month passed and then 2 months passed and then a year passed.
Right.
And I was like, wait, this is like, we're not friends anymore.
Right.
Like, this is done. And the text messages stopped. And I remember texting you a couple times trying to sort out the car crash incident with like the insurance, whatever. And there was just no response. So mm-hmm. It was just like, okay, I get there's no more responses. Everyone in the group of click of friends not texting me. Everyone unfollowed me. So I was
in the
like,
last 5, 6, 7 years that you guys haven't spoken, what has been your biggest regrets?
My biggest regret, actually, and it goes to like what you were just saying, was when I was we were at Coachella and we were at just like this random party. I feel like it was like Jeremy Scott or something. And I saw you and we had seen each other several times out, every single time, hella like stomach in lap being like, oh my God, that's her.
And wouldn't look or say hi.
We would always say hi.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like at the beginning of it, we would just kind of look at each other and try to keep it moving.
This might have been like 2, 3 years in.
I'll say for me, like very early on when you guys stopped talking, I didn't know this was happening. I don't live in LA. So I would see Demi, I think it was in New York, and I ran over to Demi and I was like, oh my God, like what's up? I don't know if you remember that, Demi, but then no one else was saying hi. And I was like, oh, something went down. I didn't know. So it definitely was a weird thing that happened of like, just stop talking. And no one talked about it.
Yeah, literally no one talked about it. I think I got into a really dark space of trying. I built this family with Gigi, Nats, you know, the whole clique. And then I was stripped from it. So I had to try to figure out, instead of being depressed and like sad, because I literally had no one to talk to but family, I had to build like my own circle of friends, you know? And with these new circle of friends, I never really said, like, I didn't badmouth anyone and say anything. I just said, you know, we don't talk. And it was always like, what do you mean you don't talk? Y'all are like soulmates, y'all are sisters. Like, what do you mean? And it was just like, I don't want to talk about it.
Those are my questions. And I was like, oh.
Exactly. So I think when you came up, no one knew who you were. And of course, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, that's a long lost friend that was best friends with Gigi and like go down that whole avenue with someone. So that's why I think it was probably awkward.
Gigi, you don't think that Demi not being at the wedding was the biggest regret?
That is definitely the biggest regret. It is. That still like tears me up. I would literally like cry to Nats. I would cry to my bridesmaids. I would cry to my brothers. Like it was one of those things where I was like, this is where it's actually hitting me, because I feel like you see like in movies or whatever, it's like, you know, the best friend is like estranged or something happens and it's like she's not there for like big life moments. I was like, this is me fully getting married and Demi isn't here. Like fully would have been in my wedding party. It would have been so much fun. And it just, it kills me that that is like my reality, because I was thinking about it. It wasn't like I was just doing it and, you know, it wasn't affecting me or anything. And I was just thinking like, I wonder if she's seeing this. I wonder how she's feeling. Like it was just past the point of reaching out or anything. It was just like, I have to focus on my wedding, but this fucking sucks. Like it broke my heart that you weren't a part of my wedding.
What was that like for you, Demi?
That was like my reality check moment of knowing that I would never, ever, like in my head, think like I would never be friends with you again. Like I would never have that moment or ever like have that closure with you or ever be involved, that we would always, I was like, okay, so we hate each other in my head, you know, like I wasn't invited. I wasn't notified. And I thought about it. I was like, why would I be invited? It's been 4, 3 years going on and there's been no communication. So why would I even expect? And like, I remember laying there and I was just like kind of sad and I didn't look at the post and I was just, I was angry at like that we let it get that far.
Me too. And now looking at it now, like when we talk about it, when we've talked about it like last week, I was like, I'm so fucking stupid for not reaching out. It would have been weird as hell because so much time had passed. But it's like, you knew my person I was getting married to. Like I could have and I didn't. And that is definitely my biggest regret.
What stopped you? What stopped both of you from reaching out to each other?
For me, I always told myself the phone works both ways. I didn't have you blocked. I didn't unfollow you from Instagram.
Ditto.
I never was like, I'm not going to be petty about it. If this person wants to talk about whatever, I'm here. So I think for me, maybe it was putting my pride to the side because I was so fucking, can I cuss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, bitch, fuck ass, pussy, fuck me in the ass.
Okay, not that much, not that much. I'm kidding.
Not that much, Jesus. We have children listening.
Hi, guys. But I think that was my moment of just being like, you know, like,
it's done.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think I was so wrapped up like in the wedding and things like that. I would just be like, I don't know. I was torn.
I kept myself so busy and so goal driven with like my own career and branding myself because back then I was not known singular as La Demi. It was always Demi, Gigi Gorgeous's best friend. I think my first publicity stunt was like New York Times posted a little thing from BeautyCon. Do you remember? Mm-mm. And it was like me with the pink hair and I was in like the little, like the first BeautyCon like back in 2015.
With like your tie-dye shirt or something. Yes. Yeah.
And it said Gigi, that started off as Gigi Gorgeous's best friend, comma La Demi. And I think like looking back then, that's all I was known as. Like I was, it was just a brand of that. Like I was never me. It was always like I was your best friend. Like I was just a tag along, you know? So I think I was so goal driven to just be like, do your own thing, bitch. You know, maybe, and I will thank you. That was probably the best breakup I ever had in my life because I needed that to become stronger, to be a better bitch of myself, channel my inner energy of what I wanted for my career and go after it and become who I am today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when I think back, I'm like, you know what? Although it was very ugly how it went down, I thank you because if that would have never happened, I think I would have might have still been a twiddly bit running around, not focusing on my own career and not building anything for myself.
Right, which is what you really wanted. I feel like we would always be doing these events together where I was booked, you were doing an appearance because you were.
Yeah.
And we would always just go together. Uh-huh. Regardless of what it was, we were pretty much just always together. I'd be like, Demi, can you help me with my hair? Yeah, like Gigi, I'm going here. And we would just always be together. But I feel like that also is just like a sentiment to like everything happens for a reason, even though how ugly it turned out or whatever ended for a short brief of time. It's like, I'm so happy of where you've come because I see it, you know, like I feel Same. Like before it was like a little girl and Thank now you. It's like women, you know, and it's crazy because you still are the same crazy bitch inside that I've always loved.
And you too.
I feel like it's kind of the same sense of humor, but
I
like,
I feel like it's like the past 4 days, I think we had a wild night, whatever. It was fun. And we kind of replayed some of those old things. But it kind of was like refreshing to stop and be like, this isn't me anymore, but it's kind of still like fun to like kind of bring it back for a quick second.
Yes. She's still like there lingering inside. There's so many moments like that. I wish I had an example right now, but gag.
When I've been with you guys, it always felt like how me and Gigi were like in high school. Like it really feels like, you know, let's do whatever we want. Let's just be fun. Let's just have fun. Let's be funny. And it was always so fun when us three would hang out. It was just the best times.
I will say there was never a dull moment between us or anyone that was around. It was everyone was invited.
And still not. You know, even like though we've only hung like this is our second time, it's still very that.
And it's still very new. And I think for the both of us, we still need to kind of get to know the grown woman we've become. Like, there's so much of you I've missed out throughout the years. Like, there's so much of me you still need to know, like, what has changed about me, what I don't do, what is not okay with me, and what's not okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's insane. You guys have to relearn each other again, like, get to meet each other again for the second time. That is so funny.
It is insane.
What did you guys, before we move on from all the drama, I just want to know, what did you miss most about each other during that time?
The thing I miss the most is being able to like hit Demi up And even if it's a text, even if it's like a little voice note, whatever, she'll know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Even like the cadence of my voice, I could do like a little up, a little down, a little whatever. We'll be instantly on the same page. Rarely ever is she like, what are you talking about? Ever. Or like vice versa. It's like she just knows. And it's like that is so rare because usually you're explaining yourself. Usually you need to have an inside joke. Like even this like a little rekindling we've had, even though it's been brief, it's like right on the same page. And I don't know if that, I think it's like, it's just because we grew up together. It's like one of those things that never really dies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I miss that because it's like it, I don't know, it makes you laugh. And it's like, I don't know, it's just exciting.
I think I miss just having that person that knew everything about me, you know, like start to finish. Because I mean, of course, everyone knew about me back then or whatever, like my transition, whatever. But I mean, Gigi really knew like everything about me, every crevice, every little guilty moment I had, every bad fault, and would kind of low-key coach me and like make me feel better if there was something wrong. Like my first breakup with Nico, you took me away, you said get ready, look the most gorgeous you ever have, and you took me out on like a night out on
I forgot about that.
You and Hillary did. And I sat there at the end of the night in your little Avenue kitchen, bawling my eyes out, being like, and you and Hillary were passing me napkins, being like, don't worry, girl, you'll be fine. And I was bawling my eyes out. Granted, I've navigated, I have friends like that nowadays, but it's just like those first experiences you can't ever forget. Right. And the people that were there at those major moments of your life, to think that you don't have them anymore is the most darkness and like the most ugliest feeling ever. So I think with this, it's kind of just like I told you the other day, doesn't this feel like a breath fresh of air walking in, knowing we can walk into a room?
Yes. It's like a weight off of each other's backs. Like I really, when you texted me that, I was like, I feel that too.
Yeah. And I it's like almost like happier.
Yes.
Like, I don't have like this luggage of like, and I hate that, having that with anyone of like, oh, we have beef. Like, I don't like that.
Me either. And it's so rare that I have that. So yeah, I agree. And also I really miss our taste in music. We're like little teenage boys or like little teenage girls at heart.
No,
like,
we're teenager boys at like heart.
Blink-182, MGK.
Like Stacey's mom has got it going. Yeah, like Blink-182.
Like those songs hit different because I feel like I'm like usually the only one that plays like little rock angsty boy music, but Demi will be the first one to put it on, and I'm like, I love this song.
Yes. And then it also works because like your husband is the same way. Like yes. We start playing a song and he's like, wait, what the fuck are y'all playing? Fuck yeah, I'm gonna rock my head to this shit with y'all. So then it's like three idiots banging their hair back and forth.
Note to self, we need to go to a concert.
Beavis like and that Butthead, kind of yes.
Beavis and Butthead, that's us.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys are friends again. I'm so excited to hang out with you again soon, Demi. But let's go back into your life. Let's talk about Demi now. Let's tell the person who's listening to this podcast, what's your gender identity? What's the sitch?
So I identify as woman, she, her. Imagine I go, I identify as woman, her, him, they, them, but it, doo-doo.
Stop.
Just kidding. No, obviously, I'm a she and her. Yeah, what else do you want to know?
Well, what was it like growing up queer in Texas? That's what I want to know, because we've talked, Gigi and I have talked about this before, I think, with Kylie, Sonique. Gigi and I did not have that life where we grew up in a place that was so oppressive. Like, we've just been so blessed and privileged to live the life that we've had. What was it like for you growing up in literally Texas?
I think it was challenging. I will say I had so many guards and walls up. Nothing has changed. But I was just like so aggressive with my personality of like trying to fit in, and I would explain that with like being the most flamboyant with my outfits, like crazy jewelry, over accessorizing. Like literally when you compare pictures of like when you show me when you're in high school and when I was in high school, it was like almost weird because it was like I was kind of the
it
same.
Is. See, that's
thing.
When we'd have really end up in jail if we yes. went to the same high school.
If it started in high school. No.
And we'd be in a men's prison. That would have been bad.
Duh, duh, duh.
That would have been really bad.
I might have loved that. Anyways, as I was, say less. No, I just like, I overcompensated for a lot, but I will say I was very popular in high school growing up. I tried to be friends with the nerds, the preps, the football players, of course, to do other things, but I was just like really out there. And it's funny because I just had my high school reunion, I think like 2 weekends ago. And it was...
What? You were dropping the glasses on the ground?
I was smashing 2 glasses, but you know
what? Wait, how many years?
It's been 10 years.
Wait, is 10 years for us, Gigi? Are we not invited to this?
No.
I went to ours, yeah.
Shut up, no you didn't.
I graduated early. I skipped a grade level in high school, so I graduated with a class I wasn't even supposed to be in.
Okay, I forgot you were older.
Very classic, mm-hmm. Demi.
Classic, Gigi. Very. I'll do something.
Uh-huh. Really? Oh, you're all in this class? Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I'm already ahead.
Oh, I tested out.
So I know this answer, but I want to ask you because I really just like want to hear you talk about it, especially for people who don't know. When you came out as trans, it was obviously like a decision that you had to make. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to live my life as a woman. Was it always something in your head that ever, because like there's usually it's like, oh, I'm in the wrong body. Like I'm a woman trapped in a boy's body. Or was it something that you gradually fell into?
I always knew. I think when I was 5 years old, no, I know when I was 5 years old, I dabbled with my mom's makeup. I was raised, I think a lot that nobody knows about me and is intense is that like I grew up very, very strict. Like I got beat for everything.
Oh my God, I'm
you know,
so sorry.
I was involved. It's okay. I've grown. But I was very, very strict, almost like G.I. Joe strict. So in my head, thinking like, oh, my God, if I even show the slightest of like wearing makeup or anything, I was like, oh, I'm done for. Like my ass is grass, you know. So I just always knew. I just didn't know that I had this capability of actually becoming and being who I wanted to be. And then moving to LA, of course, I saw Gigi and we met. And then in the club with all the flashing lights and Gigi being like, I'm getting my boobs done next week. I'm doing this and this. I was like, oh my God. And it was kind of like my first introduction to the whole scene. Mm-hmm. And I was so stuck on this wanting to be androgynous because I was still scared at facing the fact of just outing myself.
And you were working at Sandro at the time in the Beverly Center.
Yes,
it's a corporate job, you know, I feel like it's very luxury. Like you can't be too out there. Mm-hmm. So you were playing the fashion androgynous role
hard.
Do you
remember when I called you and I had acrylics at work and they made me leave to take them off?
What was that boss's name? The bitch?
I forgot.
You know you don't.
She forgot.
She's like Teresa or something. She was terrible.
Something stupid.
She would come in and look at me as if I was the culprit. Like
where
I did
was
the
this?
I called you
at Sandro
Paris. It's like a huge brand in London. But I came in with short little red nails and they weren't having it. They said you need to go cut those off and soak them off immediately, which is a huge scandal in California to make anyone
yes.
to do.
It's insane. I mean, that would not fly nowadays.
So I called Gigi crying and she was like, I will go over there right now and tell him fuck them all. Why don't you just quit? And then I told Gigi, I was like, for the rest of my days, I will have acrylics on these nails. Like I was so crazy. And then I think the following week I quit. I put in my 2 weeks and I was like,
good
fuck
for
this.
You. I'm good for you.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But like then slowly after that, I think what really did it for me and the whole transition to becoming, to wrap it up, was my dad passing. And I was like, this life is too crazy short, you know? And my relationship with my boo at the time was rocky. We were kind of rocky.
Mm-hmm.
My dad passed. It was a lot. So I think that was the set barrier for me. I was like, you know what? I'm doing this full throttle. I don't care. Which is crazy because now looking back at that, that's like maybe I had one full year kind of like wearing wigs with you and like starting to wear extensions and really feeling myself, booking my first boob job. But you didn't really get to have that whole transition journey with me because it was just like very at the beginning. Dad passed. I started doing everything really quickly. And then we had our fallout.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, I feel like.
But I was also, wait, to cut you off. Yeah. I was also not scared. I was just like, because with us, we always had your management, I will say, being like, be careful from Demi. Make sure Demi's not doing this or trying to jump. Like, literally thought I was going to jump over your head to try to become who I wanted to be. So I was like tiptoeing on eggshells around you because I didn't want you to feel like I was transitioning too. Like, I was doing everything you were doing.
When I was the one saying, girl, are you trans? Your name is Demi. You were worried about that? Because I wanted that. I was obsessed. I saw it. I was like, pushing.
You were very like, are you sure you want to do these hormones?
That doesn't sound like
you. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes. It was, but like us being personal, because I'm sitting there as a full-on boy in front of Gigi's short, buzz, bleach blonde hair, no makeup, coming straight to her apartment after working Sandro Paris in like my uniform and like a suit sometimes.
Yes.
And you'd be like,
remember when we went out that one time, not to cut you off, you were in a suit and I was in a little dress?
Insert photo here.
I gotta see the photo. Oh my God, I loved
this
that
is a
night.
Podcast.
That was so
There's
fun.
There's no photos.
Oh, okay. On Instagram later. People can see it on my stories.
Google it.
Everybody at Gigi Gorgeous on Instagram.
It. Google it. But anyways, that's what she would question me, be like, are you sure you want to do these hormones? And I'd be like, oh, like maybe I don't. Like what? But I was scared to like open that door with you because I was already becoming a lot with a like, Demi's hair is platinum. Your hair is platinum.
Oh, that whole moment.
Demi. Wait, were people saying that?
Yes.
I felt like I was forced to dye my hair.
I didn't really care.
Oh my God.
That was a whole moment though, the dyeing of hair.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So let's talk about this dyeing of the hair for a second. You had blonde hair, Gigi had blonde hair, and you felt you needed
platinum.
To dye your hair brown?
Yeah, so I
didn't
forget.
Feel like it. I was kind of basically told. Like,
by who?
I'm not going to put someone under the bus.
Maybe me. Honestly, I feel like it works better when we're opposites.
But
still, to this day,
I was.
I like you with dark hair like I'm looking at right now.
I mean, it's cute for now. I've made it into a brand, but... back then, it was not what I wanted to do.
Right, you were blonde.
Oh my
you
God.
Still are, right?
Yeah. I'm like ombre underneath the unit.
Well, that's what kids do. You can't be blonde if I'm blonde. Like, just idiot kids.
It was very that, but it was
not that. It was
there was
very,
a pressure, though.
It was very pressured. Like,
it was.
This is Gigi's brand.
Yes.
We're building Gigi.
It was that.
If you want to show your loyalty,
no.
We are opting you. Can you dye your hair another color? And I was like,
Postmates box dye to the house.
Me thinking immediately as your soul sister best friend, like, oh my God, I don't want to cause any issues. Of course. I'll go dye my fucking hair, I guess. So I did a whole Kris Jenner moment with the short hair and I had like ugly black hair on my fucking head. And I was like, and then y'all were like, oh, this is sickening. And
so
deep down,
bad.
I was like, I wanted the blood though.
Jesus, please.
That is insane.
Can we just put that on us being kids? I fucking hate that. That is horrible.
What's your funniest memory together?
Texas.
That was fun.
Texas. Gigi actually saw me kind of fall in love with my first love.
Yes. Shout out to Nico.
And that's
shout
the funniest Nico. Moment.
Still love you. No. The things we did. Nico said he was picking us up to take us to some carnival.
Yes.
Rodeo.
A rodeo. Because I wanted to ride a bull and I wanted to go to a rodeo because I was like, Texas. And then it actually happened.
So he was filming a show with like other T-girls and we didn't know. So he's like, I'm going to pick up my two friends. And here's me and Gigi.
Wait, I forgot about the friends.
And you were in the backseat squished with them. And they
yes,
were totally
pissed.
You were pissed. No, me and Gigi had a full wig moment. Like, we were both wearing thigh-high boots.
And denim
shorts.
And black crop
like
tops.
Like, the full fantasy for, like, Texas rodeo trans girls. So, anyways, Nico picks up these two actresses. I don't know what they identify today as, so I don't want to mess it up. But they were, you know, transitioning in early stages or whatever. But they had the biggest personalities I have ever.
And it was the littlest car.
the littlest Toyota Corolla.
I said, how far are we from the venue?
He goes, 40 minutes. I look into the rearview mirror and Gigi squished in between them. And they're going, yada, yada, yada. And Gigi is looking at me, shaking her head like, no, ma'am.
I said, if you weren't dating this guy who's driving, we would be taking turns in the front seat.
I remember you texting me to the front seat and saying, I've had it.
Very, very, very funny. But that trip was very fun.
We ended up having so much fun. We drank beer. We shot the shit. We were messing around with we would not even know what was going on. Everyone was screaming at like the bull, the rodeo. The bull's doing.
It was like a little calf. They had to like catch it. Remember that?
With
it was
the
like
red
a little.
Flag and stuff?
No, not a bull. It was like a little cat, like a little mini cow, and it would like fucking squeak
just
and run around.
People would yell. We would jump up and start screaming
like
too.
Like we knew what was going on.
We wanted to be involved. Like we knew what was going on. But I will say that was like one of the funnest trips. And that was one of the first business experience we had together, being like, wait, you're booked for BeautyCon Texas?
Oh, it's BeautyCon.
I'm booked for BeautyCon Texas.
They did Texas. That's so
Oh my
weird.
God. There was a BeautyCon Texas? That's crazy.
I guess one
like,
time.
One time.
Literally just the one.
One time.
I would say my funniest, it's definitely like there are so many I can't even name, but okay. So I don't know if it's the funniest, but I'll tell the story. It's really sweet. Like I thought about it the other day and I was like, I want to talk about this on the podcast.
Here we go.
Basically, okay. So we were in Vegas, like a lot of our fun moments happen. And we went out and we go to Dre's. After hours, Dre's nightclub.
Oh, Vegas.
And we just are like in this red room. We're running around. So yeah, we're partying at night. We get out of the hotel casino. Demi is driving. We go to the valet and I'm like, Demi, it's 10:30 in the morning. What did we do?
The sun is high in the sky.
Yes. It's like people are out jogging. It's Vegas morning.
10:30. That's midday.
We get in the car. Demi is like jokingly like swerving across the lanes. No one's on the road, but she's just swerving. I am
Jesus.
In a Mini Cooper.
In a red Mini Cooper.
A little mini, mini red Mini Cooper.
It's like the Italian job. And I am like ass up,
doing
legs in the sky.
In
yes,
the
like
seat.
Spinning. And Demi's doing like just the funniest ride ever.
And
we
our
get
phones
home.
Are dead. We don't know our way home.
Really?
So we're just driving. We're cruising.
So funny. And then we get to her aunt's house and she's on the porch, legs sprawled wide open, and a man is in between her legs.
Shut up.
No.
Eating her out.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
And me and Gigi were so scared to interrupt. We had the Uber driver drop us off two houses down
and we wrote,
so we could run and jump the fence in the back so she could have her moment.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And in the morning, we were like, morning. She goes, morning, girls. Making pancakes.
We never brought it up. Nothing happened.
She's going to know now.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask what was the craziest story, but I think that's it.
It was really funny.
Awful.
She's a very funny aunt. You know who you are.
What's the baddest thing you've done? Like, what's the worst? Legally speaking, what's the baddest thing you've done?
That's a good one. Together.
When we planned to steal the Chanel purse.
I was going
to
say, steal a handbag.
We stole a handbag together.
No. Yes. Where?
19
when?
And 20 kleptos.
At an after party, just freaks.
We were just having fun. We were drunk. We said, did you see that bag up there? We said, yeah, I saw it.
And then we went to bed.
No. You got the background on the bag. You said, I talked to him about the bag.
I did?
Yes. And you go, I talked to him about the handbag. He said he got it for his ex-girlfriend. And he actually wasn't able to give it to her because they broke up. And I looked at you and I said, let's take it. And we did. You distracted while I took the handbag.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, where's that bag now?
We gave it back. Okay. Right, Demi?
Yeah, we mailed it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mailed it back. Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
I love us. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What she said.
My final question before we start with our queries. What are three words you would use to describe each other? I don't even know how to describe the faces you're making. Like, you're gonna think of the craziest words right now.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay,
first word, passionate. Second word, hilarious.
Definitely.
Third word, sister.
Cute.
You made yours so loving.
Was that cute? Yes. Oh, yours is gonna be mean.
Okay.
Just give it to me.
Go, dummy. Three words to describe Gigi Gorgeous.
Well, the first one is kind of has a hyphen in between.
Okay,
so it's
that's
like
fine.
Two words, but batshit crazy.
Yep.
Yep. Daredevil.
Yes, that's a good one.
Batshit crazy.
And thrilling.
What?
Those are all this kind of the same, but
they're
that's
all the
really
same
good
word.
Words.
Batshit crazy. What was the second one?
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Daredevil.
And Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Those are okay. really good
Mine
words.
Mine was
that
hilarious,
I don't
passionate,
think...
and sister. If anyone was wondering about our internal friendship, that's it.
Yeah.
Like I said,
those words go for each of us.
Actually, I feel like those six words can be combined for
exactly
both of us.
100%. Doesn't even depend on the day, just literally minute to minute.
Actually, maybe we're, you see, that's the thing with us. It's like whenever we think about something, we pull from so long ago because
yes.
that was us,
yes.
you know? So it's like, I don't know the three words to give you because when I think of back then, I don't, like I said, it's been 6 years. I don't know you now. Mm-hmm. So like, talk to us in another 6 years.
Okay.
And maybe the words we have for each other are housewife and this.
Mine will still be the same for you.
Yeah. And fucking bitch.
I mean, I don't want to spoil you, but for Gigi, it's the same.
Yeah, I feel like for Demi, it is too. Okay, Demi, we answer some queries from our callers on our hotline every single episode. Do you want to stay with us to answer some questions?
Shoot them.
Right after the break. All right, we are back with Miss La Demi, and we, of course, take your calls every single week. You can call our hotline at 1-844-QUERIES, which is QUEERYS. Call us and ask us absolutely anything. We have no time to waste. We've been loving what you're saying, so let's dive in. Are you ready, Demi?
Let's go.
Hi, Gigi. Hi, Mimi. My name is Luke, and I'm living in Austin, Texas. I've been listening to your podcast all summer long, and I absolutely love it. It is definitely a highlight of my week. Mimi, in one of your previous podcasts, you mentioned how you met Martina Navratilova, a tennis player, and how you love tennis. So I just thought I'd mention that I have met Caroline Wozniacki, a former tennis player, and she was so nice and so sweet and down to earth. But a question I have for you is, how long have you played tennis? Who are your favorite players, and what's maybe your favorite tournament?
Oh, Luke, thank you so much for your tennis questions. I think we can all answer this because Gigi watches tennis too and is very into tennis. My favorite tennis player probably of all time is Victoria Azarenka. Also Serena, also Maria, also Naomi, all of them. That's a really cute story you said about Caroline Wozniacki. I actually bought her racket because I wanted to be like her, and I'm currently still playing with the updated version of that racket, a Babolat Pure Arrow. And yeah, that's amazing. I love tennis so much. I've been playing for a very long time. Gigi, who are your favorite tennis players?
I love Venus and Serena, obviously. They're everything. I love everything about them. I love their like little one-legged cat suits. Mark introduced me to that. The fashion of it all. And I also love Maria Sharapova just because she's so tall and skinny, and because she was married to Enrique Iglesias, right?
No, that's Anna Kournikova, but they're both Russians.
So. Oh, her. Demi, tennis?
Tennis was never my thing, although you mentioned Austin, Texas. Hi, fellow Texan. I am from Texas, and I will always be a Texas girl at heart. But yeah, cool stuff with all that tennis talk.
Thank you, Luke. Okay, our second question.
Hi, Gigi. My name's Peter. I'm from Michigan, and I was just wondering if you still talk to and are still friends with Trisha and Erika, because I used to watch you guys back in the day, and I don't know, just wondering. Okay, bye. Love you.
Gigi, the question everybody wants to know, are you still friends with Trisha and Erika?
Hey, yes, I actually am. I'm friends with both of them. I feel like when you don't take a photo with somebody online, everyone assumes that you're either in a feud or not friends anymore. You did miss one name, though, La Demi. And yes, we are still friends.
So many feuds with so many friends. People wondering where everyone went.
No feuds, though. Except with you.
Okay, our third question.
Hey, y'all. My name is Kaylee. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I just had a quick question. I have been reconsidering my pronouns. I currently go by she, her, but have currently been reconsidering going by she, they. I have a partner of 5 years, and I currently also live with my father, who was born in the 60s. I'm trying to think of a proper way to tell everybody while being appropriate, but while also not belittling myself in any kind of way whatsoever. I appreciate you guys so much, and thank you so much for taking the time. Have a great night.
Kaylee, that is such a good question. So that's a hard question, actually. The question is, how do you essentially come out or tell someone your pronouns if they are not really receptive to it? How do you tell maybe someone of an older generation what your pronouns are? How do you do that for yourself?
So I think first and foremost, this is very nerve-wracking, just like taking the jump with anything, but it's also very exciting. So you have to remember that it's really happy. It's really exciting. You discovered something within yourself. This is something to celebrate. Although I do know it's scary, especially telling people who you know really won't be receptive right away. It's going to take some coaching. I would say warm up, tell some close friends if you haven't already. Tell your partner, tell people online, you know, get some tips. But I think it's inevitably going to be, it's going to have to be one of those things where you just rip it off like a Band-Aid. It's going to have to be like, this is me. Maybe you don't like it. And I am now she, they. You know, I think that this is what's going to make me happy. If you love me, you'll be receptive to it. And you just have to stay strong. I think it's very easy for people, especially in, you know, old age or people set in their ways, to think this is a phase. She's just being influenced in some way. But if you stay really true to it and a year passes, 2 years passes, it's like, wow, they weren't kidding. You know,
that was a really good answer, Gigi. And I just want to add, make sure you're safe. Make sure that, you know, nothing will happen to you if you tell somebody your pronouns. That's always important. Make sure you have support, because it's always good to have, you know, people to fall back on when things don't go your way. What do you think, Demi?
I feel like this really resonates with me, because at the beginning of my journey, I was so stuck and beat myself up over what pronouns, who I was, what I was, androgynous, he, she, them, they. I will tell you, take it easy, take it slow, and when the time is right, you'll know exactly when it is appropriate to tell everyone. Don't beat yourself up over thinking, I have to do this or I have to do that. Like Gigi said, you discovered a new part of you. Go ahead and celebrate that within yourself before you feel like you have to tell everyone, because when you know, you'll know when everyone is ready to hear it.
Love that.
Love that.
I was going to say, thank you for calling in to Demi and Gigi After Dark.
I'm right here.
Oh, and Mark. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
And see you next weekend for the all-new Blackout Hour.
Oh, my God. Well, we hope we helped you. And, of course, again, we love hearing your questions. So just call in. Literally ask us anything. Nothing is off limits. Thank you, La Demi, for coming on today's show. I hope we really got everything off our chest. I know we were pretty vague at the beginning, but how do you feel after talking about everything publicly for the first time?
It's a lot. I feel like we've both grown up. Like I said before, this was our first time kind of like getting into the closure of everything. And I will just go back to like what I said today. You need to do things like this to bury it and move on, because the closure has to happen to refurbish a new foundation. And I think, you know, looking along the future, you and I just got to re-get to know each other.
Ditto.
And there'll be a video, right?
There will be a video on YouTube, and it will go even deeper.
Is it posted today?
Posted today, yes. You can go onto my YouTube channel, LaDemi, youtube.com/itsLaDemi, and it will be posted.
Do you know your YouTube channel?
I don't. I think it's LaDemi, but it might be LaDemi.
I don't. Also, I have not done the video yet, so just, guys, be nice. Go watch that as well. This is just, I feel like this is a lesson for any friends going through a hard time. If you're listening to this and you Absolutely. Haven't talked to your cousin, your friend, your best friend, sister, whatever, if you guys share similar stories, anything is possible.
I wanted to do this with you because I think it would kill me, like if I died or you died. I know this is dark, but like
That's where our brains go.
Yeah, because we've experienced it, but to never talk to someone, it would eat my whole life away to know that I never just had that closure with someone or anyone. So any loved one, anyone going through anything out there, a broken up friendship, whatever, be the bigger person. Sit down, hash it out, and talk about what's stressing you out and what is going on mentally, physically, because everyone is literally going through something. So you never know until you ask the questions like we did today.
Love that. Well, thank you again for coming on this episode. Where can people find you? Not just YouTube. Where?
You can find me on Instagram @itsLaDemi, YouTube, of course. I don't know if it's LaDemi or LaDemi.
Just type it in. Just type it in the search. Hammer it in the search bar.
Google me.
All right. We will see you guys in the next one. We love you.
Thanks to our guest, La Demi, and thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Gigi Gorgeous and at Mark Maverick.
As always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. This has been another episode of Queerified, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.